Amen. We'd like to just take a few questions, just few questions, not too many questions. Amen. Just before I left the office, I was sharing with Pastor Opin Azowe. I was calling his attention to a scripture. Before you ask your question, anybody, you have a question here, please indicate, you can come forward. John the Baptist was speaking in verse 11 and verse 12 of Matthew chapter 3. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Verse 12 is my emphasis. Whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. Praise the Lord. And followers of the ministry of William Branham, including myself, and followers of the teachings of Raymond Jackson, Pastor Raymond Jackson, of Faith Assembly Church in Jeffersonville, America. Those who follow his teachings, including myself, and I preached several times here to say this scripture, verse 12, that is William Branham ministry that fulfilled that ministry. Amen. And the reason we took it, Traddock. Praise the Lord. Pastor Francis, listen very well. And the reason we say it is because William Branham had a unique ministry that the followers, some of us, have gotten a lot of confusion. He will make statements that sometimes will confuse us. On one issue, he will make dual contradicting statements on, you know, some of the major issues, and you will wonder which one will you take. Concerning this, in a certain place he said like this. Concerning this, in another place he said like this. Let me use for instance. He says in Daniel 70 weeks, he said 1 week remaining after 69 weeks ends with the death on the cross by the Lord Jesus Christ, that remaining 1 week for the Jews. And in another, that is 7 years. In another sermon again, he tells you, no, William Branham, did you say it is 1 week remaining? Question and answer. He said, no, it's half a week. Meaning 3.5 years for the Jews. So which one are we to take? Then some will take 3.5 years. Some say, well, in fact, because of that doctrine, some churches will break. And many more such statements. And so the only thing we saw was that if this man is actually a vindicated prophet, and if all he said he was inspired to say them, then it will certainly be for some reason. And so we saw that this scripture, if the Lord himself has a fan to fan the chaff away from the wheat, then we believe that he made two statements, so that the two vines that we are following, the ministry of William Branham, the real wheat, any statement he makes must bring you to the Bible. Because William Branham himself said, any statement I make, any teaching I teach that is contrary to the Bible, he said, drop my own and hold to that of the Bible. He said so. So If he says so, and then he's saying something that is contrary to the Bible, and you are still holding to it, then it means you are a chaff. Amen. It's okay. But I was just taking a look at that scripture again this evening. I discovered that it goes not just with Abraham, but remember that the fan is not in the hand of William Branham. The fan is in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So it is his own ministry, and he can use William Branham to achieve it, and he can use also any other preacher to achieve it. So it is not just for this ministry of William Branham, it is for the Church of Jesus Christ generally in all the ages. And there are scriptures that, you know, confirm this. Take note that in that verse 12, he said, whose fan is in his hand, and he thoroughly purge the floor, and gather his wheat into the garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The mention of that wheat takes me to Matthew 13 immediately. Matthew 13. Verse 24. The mention of that wheat is the key. It says, another parable put him forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in that field? From whence then had it tares? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the harvest, and the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them up in bundles to burn them. But gather the wheat into my barn. Therefore, Christ was only repeating in another way what John the Baptist was also saying in Matthew chapter 3. Important thing there is that there shall be separation. Take note that that farm is the Church of Jesus Christ. The church, the good, the owner of the farm, and the Jesus Christ is the owner. He purchased us with his own blood. The Bible says so. Hallelujah. And he planted good seed, which is a type. He called it wheat because it is edible. He planted wheat. He said, but while men slept, the enemy came to the same farm and planted his own tares also. But when men slept, he did that. And this is the story of the church when the ministry of the grace period started. Now, why I'm saying this, I know I have preached it in several other places, I've mentioned this before, but when I see scripture that give more light to our understanding, you know, I jump quickly to share it. Confirming to us, church, that in the Church of Jesus Christ, there are two groups of people in the same church. The church has two groups of people, the message I preached and I titled The Mystery of Iniquity also explained it. Get it and listen to it. But just before I take your questions now, I thought I should just point it to you that the Church of Jesus Christ is made up of two groups of people. And therefore, it's not every church. It's not everybody you see in the church that is of God. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ is looked at from two perspectives. One, the general body of Christ worldwide, comprising of these two groups of people, and every local church. They are there. Now, watch it. Praise the Lord. Watch it. And particularly our ministers in this ministry, listen carefully to what I want to say. Imani, listen very well to what I want to say. It's important. And any other pastor that may be sitting down here today, and every leader of every group, listen. As long as those men, we are awake and alert, the devil could not come to plant tares there. He waited until they slept. And the sleeping there, we can look at it two ways. The history of the church indicated it was after the apostles all died that he now stepped in. Those who took over could not, hold forth. They didn't have what could scare him away. He waited until they died. But also, he used the word sleep. So what is a sleeping condition? It's a condition of slumberness. It's a condition of slumberness. As long as the men that are set forth to be watchmen of the ministry, as long as they remain alert, it will be difficult for tares to be planted. Oh, glory be to God. The job of the fivefold ministry is also the job of watchmen. What are you watching? What are you watching? What are you watching? If you don't watch well, and you get so lazy, so slumbered, to the extent that the Bible calls you sleeping, then the enemy will come behind you and plant the tares. And what is it? What is a tare? It has a purpose. Why is a tare planted in the same farm? That is why every good farmer, there is a weeding time. Where you go to weed what you didn't plant there, you weed it away. If you leave it to grow, they grow very fast. Grass grows faster than what you planted there. You didn't plant something and it is growing in your farm. That is the condition of the Church of Jesus Christ. Watch this ministry, many of these ministries. When they started, you will see them hot. After some time, the enemy takes over. And before you know what, it is only history of that church you are hearing. It's only history. Why? And please, this old devil, it is assignment for all of us, especially in this ministry. In this ministry, anywhere the true light is, Satan is interested in that place. Anywhere light is, Satan is interested in that place. So I don't need prophecy for me to hear, to know that Satan is interested in this ministry. But as long as this watchman is alive, he can succeed. This watchman, look at me very well. By the grace of God, he will not succeed. Listen, when he said tares are planted, what are these tares? It's anything that can take you away from your progress spiritually. Satan will not take this Bible away from your hand, but he knows what to do to make this Bible ineffective in your life. And there is nobody that Satan cannot conquer. And when Satan means you to finish you, he doesn't come with sickness, with accident, with the demolition. All this one, now small demons he sent here. All this one, they demolish this place. They are small demons. The real one that he's after, it can take him 20 years to achieve it. He knows what to do. Small. You think that the Pentecostals descended to the level of bringing comedians to the altar to chest the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ? You think it just started last year? Before he got to that stage, he started crawling in small. So the church now has a football club. Church celebrates St. Valentine's Day. Church celebrates Cultural Day. Do you think he just started with the thought of a night? Small. Women dressing anyhow and going to church, did they just start it overnight? No, it started somewhere. They started by first removing the scarf from the head. And they know how to twist the Bible to achieve it, to make it look scriptural. Especially when you have blind people behind the pulpit. And so all of a sudden, women, this Pentecostal age, I said this Pentecostal age started 1906. Look at all the ministries that we are on before the Pentecost was restored again, 1906. What do you call them? Baptists, Lutherans, all those missionaries that came around here, all their churches, they cover their head. It is Pentecostalism that started removing hair, scarf from their head. He was going somewhere. His aim is to naked them inside church. From here, doesn't matter. From there, if you ever have been watchful at all, watch very well. From there, the next thing that is started after removing that, the next thing that followed was these short skirts that reveal their laps when they sit down. Now, and you know who we first promoted is Mommy Jo. She's sitting down at a platform that is up with mini skirts. So that is okay. Then other sisters will follow. The next thing you started seeing coming up was women were coming to church with sleeveless blouses. He's going somewhere. He does it small. Sleeveless. Small time. Fashion change. Women now began to design their clothes with a view to leave small, you know, they put a V. He's going somewhere. Amen. Well, you now know the stage they have reached today, so let me not waste my time. You know better than me now. Eh? You know, going to church, oh, they cannot dress like that to go for an interview to get a job. But before the Creator of heavens and the earth that dwells in holiness to make caricature of the cross, to make God look like he does not exist, no other religion in the whole world, place of worship of other religion in the whole world, will a woman dress like that and go. Only the church. You can't dress like that and go to a mosque. You can't dress like that and go to a holy temple of Hare Krishna or whatever you call them. Search the whole world. Nowhere. It is only the Christian church. It doesn't matter. Amen. That's the composition of the church. So what I'm trying to say is, now, you just imagine. You know, before you know what, the thing has gone and gone. And so, if I know these things, Apostle Paul said, we are not unawares of the device of the enemy. You will see pastors, when they want to close the pastor's mouth, they will bring, it's Satan, bring a rich man that has money to sponsor your ministry. Pentecostalism, they call it big fish. And a hungry pastor, when they find money to eat, he sees him. It is not the money, it's not the ministry they want to support. It is to attack the pastor's conscience. Make him compromise. Because here you are now, continue preaching that hard thing and lose this rich man that came with money to give you. Or compromise a little bit to contain him so that you can have the money you are looking for. And so, the man will come with his family. The man himself is a jack wine seriously for a house. The wife, gold here, everywhere. Painted face, painted everything, and they are the ones. They have just bought the pastor a jeep. And they are coming to church. Before you know what, the truth is this, the sermon will change. Don't condemn. Don't judge. It's not as you see it. God is looking at the heart. Yes. The heart, yes. And once that is done, he has finished his assignment without ministry. And somebody like me, I am watchful to start with. Amen. I don't know who they pay big tithe and who they pay small tithe. I don't know. Children are here with the pair. If you say, I want to see pastor, I want to pay my tithe, the question when you go answer for gate before you enter my office. Ide. Amen. Praise the Lord. Why other people are paying here? Why you want constant pastor pay your own? Okay. If you must come, it's all right, come. You want me to pray for you? I'll pray for you. Now after that day, now you will know whether the thing work or it don't work. Praise the Lord. Or you will see sisters in this church. In your church. No, it can't happen in this church. Daddy, 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 daddy. They know how to walk themselves close to daddy and make everybody think they are special before daddy. In fact, it happened for the church. They know how to make themselves look special. Not knowing they are on assignment. They are the ones that will palm their hair. They are the ones that will put attachments. They are the ones that will paint their mouth. They are the ones that will paint their toes. And come, daddy, 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 daddy. So, what did make me your daddy? So, you know, are you not in the church hearing me preaching against that thing? And you want to be close to me? You're a suspect. A suspect. A suspect. Suspect. Praise the Lord. And thank God I am married. I am married now. Why will you, a sister, call me daddy and not call my wife mommy? You are a suspect. You are a suspect. Praise the Lord. So it's part of this thing. I'm saying so because some pastor, you are watching me somewhere now. Listen. And so we had a meeting, the ministers, sometime last month. I said, come, wait. We have children program. Then you bring a group they call children choreography. I say, then they come and dance. So I say, what has that dance got to do with the gospel? What has that dance got to do with their spirituality? They want to enter here with that. Entertainment, don't they enter? Entertainment. It's entertainment spirit. When we accepted the children own, then the women also form their own. Then come and see old women. So we took a decision. Watch and pray. Anything that has no spiritual bearing, or at least pertaining to our welfare, well-being, like Mr. Fish that came to tell us something that can empower us, and we give that attention once in a year for 2 days in a year. Any other thing, if there is nothing there that can help somebody spiritually, let them do choreography in their school. Let them do any other thing outside. But when we come to church, let's face our spiritual life. Let's face our spiritual life. And so when we got home, I spoke to my wife, she being the women coordinator, and she said it has been worrying her too. I said, thank God. But why you not talk since? She said, it looks as if the whole church accepted it now. I said, well, there will be no more choreography or choreographer or choreo anything in this church. Nothing more. Whether na children or na men or na women, no. Anything that has to do with entertainment. That is how the Pentecostal denomination started, until they descended to bringing comedians to jest That's how he started. We will not allow such in this place.